Ashley Negron with the Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General, speaking with Genevieve Soule, an auditor in our Office of Program Evaluation. Today we'll be discussing an important environmental issue, nutrient pollution. Nutrient pollution in the nation's waters is one of America's most widespread, costly, and challenging environmental problems. Genevieve, can you tell us what causes this pollution and its risks?
Nutrient pollution is caused by excess concentrations of nitrogen and phosphorus. It comes from a combination of sources, including agriculture, industrial activities, and urban runoff. The high concentrations of nutrients in surface water stimulate an overproduction of algae, which can lead to unsafe drinking water, as was recently seen in Toledo, Ohio. As the algae die off, the decomposition process consumes dissolved oxygen from the water column, creating conditions adverse to most aquatic life. Hypoxia is the term used to describe these areas with very low oxygen. Ultimately, hypoxia causes a severe decrease in marine life.
Your team's evaluation looked at the Gulf of Mexico hypoxic zone. What does that mean?
The Gulf of Mexico hypoxic zone is the largest in the U.S. It forms every summer along the Louisiana and Texas coast below the mouth of the Mississippi River as a result of excess nutrients that flow from 31 states and two Canadian provinces into the Mississippi Atchafalaya River Basin, or MARB for short. A map on the cover of our report shows the states involved. In 1997, EPA, along with state and federal partners, formed the Mississippi River Gulf of Mexico Watershed Nutrient Task Force to provide executive-level direction and support for coordinating the actions on nutrient management within the MARB.
Why did your team do this review?
Since there's been limited progress in reducing the hypoxic zone over the past 20 years, we sought to determine steps the EPA and states in the Mississippi River watershed are taking to reduce nutrients that contribute to the Gulf of Mexico hypoxic zone.
What were the findings of this evaluation?
The EPA's current approach is to work with states to develop and implement nutrient reduction strategies, which could provide states' environmental and agriculture agencies with an opportunity to better collaborate and identify their own priority watersheds to tackle nutrient pollution unique to local conditions. However, while the EPA's focus is on using state strategies as a tool to reduce the Gulf hypoxic zone, the state's focus when developing their strategies is on improving local water quality. While an emphasis on local waters is vital for achieving the nation's clean water goals, there's no assurance that individual state successes will also produce the nutrient reductions needed to reduce the Gulf of Mexico hypoxic zone. In fact, as of February 2014, most of the MARB states had not even developed nutrient reduction strategies. Our review also indicates that few states are committing to specific nutrient reduction targets or timelines. Finally, the EPA regional staff and state managers we interviewed expressed concern about their ability to monitor water quality and the progress of state strategies. Yet, without water quality monitoring data, the EPA will be unable to determine the impact of state nutrient reduction strategies on reaching basin-wide nutrient reduction goals.
What recommendation is the OIG making to the agency?
We recommend that the Assistant Administrator for Water work with state and federal task force members in the Mississippi River watershed to develop and enhance monitoring and assessment systems that will track the environmental results of state nutrient reduction strategies, including their contribution to reducing the size of the Gulf of Mexico hypoxic zone.
Why is this recommendation important to the success of improving human health and the environment?
We believe that our recommendation addresses the need for EPA to lead as well as support states in developing a measurement system and tracking progress toward nutrient reduction goals. This will help the EPA reach its goal to better protect America's waters and improve its partnerships with federal and state agencies.
Thank you so much, Genevieve, for sharing the results of this important evaluation. For more information about this report and other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPA OIG.